This year marks the 20th anniversary of a remarkable period in American music. And all year we'll be looking back at 1993 and how it came to be that the Wu-Tang Clan, A Tribe Called Quest, Queen Latifah, and dozens of other rap groups released albums that helped change the sound of America.
But don't lose your grip. 9 trips ain't the years in for me to hook up. So my man, watch your back. 93 means skills are a must, so never let. 1993 exoticness.
Today, our series about rap's greatest year takes us to the San Francisco Bay Area. The music industry was slow to see the Bay Area's rap potential, instead focusing on New York and Los Angeles. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports that the Bay's contribution to hip-hop in 93 was a do-it-yourself and be-yourself approach. Money in the ghetto ain't nothing new. It's been like that way before you was even born. Get up for the down stroke. Chocolate City for the black folks.
1993 in Oakland, California. Too Short was rhyming about having money in the ghetto, while The Coup rapped about the Communist Manifesto.
Presto, read the Communist Manifesto. Gorillas in the mix, the Guevara Manifesto. So,
what a brother with an afro now. Yo,
to me, it all represented Oakland. Oakland was never a one-dimensional place.
Sway Calloway is an Oakland native and MTV personality. In 93, he hosted a radio program in the Bay called The Wake Up Show. It aired on KMEL and featured popular rappers and up-and-comers. Sway says, in the early years, the music industry kind of ignored not just Oakland rap, but Bay Area rap. San Francisco, Richmond, Vallejo.
The record labels weren't signing a lot of Bay Area artists in the late 80s. Instead of our music being overseen by an A&R guy that worked for a record company that knew nothing about the region, a lot of artists had the freedom to make their own music.
He says, take that freedom, mix it with influences from Black Panther revolutionaries to beloved pimps and drug hustlers, and you get the trendsetters and entrepreneurs of 93's rap game. Too Short.
I got money, baby, just tell me the price. Your short dog ain't nothing nice.
Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
People have a memory loss. They don't remember I'm the boss. Your claws are phobic when I close it.
Mac Dre.
I'm from the B-A-L-L-E-J-O. We're making dope raps is all I know.
The Coup.
Oakland, California, now for 6-1 up.
They all had banging tracks in 93 that were all so different. And you can't forget.
I go by the name of E. Feasible Belafonte Bellagiano Bellwether.
Otherwise known as
E-40.
The self-proclaimed king of slanguistics from Vallejo introduced new slang to rap's vocabulary. You feel me? For shizzle, popo. But he's probably best known for this top 40 hit from 2006.
Ooh. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go.
A year before, he was signed to a major, Jive Records, in 94 by the CEO himself. E-40 released his first solo album, Federal, on his own label.
I'm just a hustler. I'm just a hustler, don't you know? I'm just a hustler.
What does that mean to be Federal?
You know, big business. I have big dreams, big ideals, large amount of money stacked in my head.
As 40 tells it, he had been a rap hustler for 6 years, selling tapes and CDs to whoever would buy them by the tens of thousands.
You gotta treat the rap game like the dope game. You feel me?
Drug hustling was big in the 80s and 90s in poor urban neighborhoods. The lack of good blue-collar work, plus the crack epidemic, left a void filled by street entrepreneurs. The lack of a music industry in the Bay, that left a void too. So rappers like E-40 treated the rap game like the dope game.
It's a beautiful thing. You're claiming more fame than the dope game, you're making more money than the dope game, and it's more legal than the dope game. How about that one? Give myself a hand clap. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 40 water. Mm-hmm.
California living can't with me. Yeah, mother, that's what's really going on. You know.
It's scrappy, you know?
For Tajay Massey, the Bay's scrappy DIY mentality helped inform his group's sound, but even more influential for the Souls of Mischief, he says, was the juxtaposition of the gritty East Oakland streets he grew up on with the serene beauty of the Bay's nearby beaches and forests.
So that's our Oakland, talking about the variety of different groups coming out. The Coup, Too Short, E40, Dell. As far as our Oakland, we used to go hang out in the forest for heck of hours rapping.
We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're gonna up you on how we just chill.
Dial up 7 digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus, she got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler.
Tajay says the title track of Soul's debut album, 93 Till Infinity, was an anthem for an era. A time and a place where rapping about money in the ghetto and the Communist Manifesto under a redwood canopy, there was room for all of it. Where do-it-yourself and be-yourself could get you radio play.
You know, like, if I turn on the radio now, it sounds like one long song. It's a good song. It's a good song. Like, you can turn it on and bounce for hours. But it sounds like one long song, you know?
Shereen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
And if you want to hear more from the Bay Area's rappers, you can visit nprmusic.org. Next up in our series, the Wu-Tang Clan's 1993 debut. It was not just an album. Group member The RZA says it was an idea, a five-year plan.
I used the bus as an analogy. I said, I want all of y'all to get on this bus, and I'm the driver, and nobody can ask me where we going. I'm taking us to number one. Give me 5 years and I promise that I'll get us there.
And he did. That story next in our series on hip-hop's greatest year. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill. We'll be right back.